Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. This is the Budget-Minded Traveler Podcast, Episode 20.
Welcome to the Budget-Minded Traveler Podcast, your source for the tips and tactics that will inspire and equip you to travel the world. And the best part? It won't break your bank. And now, the Budget-Minded Traveler herself and your host, Jackie LaLanen.
Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome to episode 20 of the Budget-Minded Traveler Podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I've got a great interview in store for you with Matt Wilson, who is the founder of Under 30 CEO. I think he's currently 28 years old. And he's going to tell you about how a random trip to Iceland completely changed his life and inspired him to create a company that offers travel experiences for young people. And the demographic that he targets is between 21 and 35 years of age, even though he calls the company under30experiences.com. So if that's you, you could be especially interested in this episode. If you don't consider yourself part of that demographic, I'm sure you will still find something inspiring out of this episode. Matt is just one of those people. So I will let him explain how he started under30experiences.com and tell you a little bit more about that. So hope you guys enjoy this episode with Matt Wilson from under30ceo.com and under30experiences.com. Okay, I've got Matt Wilson from Under 30 Experiences on the line. Matt, how's it going?
Jackie, good, good. How about yourself?
I am great. Thanks for asking. So you, where are you in the world right now?
So I am calling you from Paris today.
From Paris. And how long have you been there?
Well, I arrived here in the middle of May, and so that would be several months. But it's kind of funny because I went back to South America for one of those months, so I kind of have a crazy travel schedule. But yeah, I'm back here in Paris.
That's awesome. And are you renting an apartment? Or are you just kind of hanging out there for the summer?
Yeah, that's the plan. My girlfriend's actually Parisian, so that is the reason that I'm here.
Oh, well, that makes everything really easy then.
Yeah, and I'm trying to learn French, but it's been a struggle.
Yeah. How's that going? Do you speak any?
Well, yeah, yes, I can understand a lot more, and you know, I've been pretty absorbed into the culture pretty quickly here.
Yeah, no kidding.
And my Spanish is finally getting good, and now to switch to a third language, it's not the easiest, but I'm getting a hang of it.
Yeah, you know, at least it's still a romance language. Are you just referring to English and then Spanish and then French?
Or? Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
No others.
Hey, you never know. I mean, you're a traveler, you know?
Yeah, no, it's nice when you know English and Spanish and try to pick up another romance language. So the words are so similar. I'm just struggling with the sentence structure and just the fact that when I speak, people still don't quite, or they understand me, but they speak back to me in English and, you know, just common struggles.
Yeah. You know, I get so frustrated when that happens. I get so disappointed. It's like I'm not doing well enough for them to just speak to me in their language. You know, it's really discouraging.
Yeah. And in Spanish, I'm confident enough where I'll tell them, no, don't speak to me in, no, don't speak to me in English. But in French, I know I'll need it at some point during the conversation. And so I can't even fake it yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, cool. I mean, just after a few months, I'm sure you're better off than where you started. So the best way to do it is immersion. So that's awesome that you get to spend the summer there.
For sure.
Yeah. So I know we just kind of went off on a tangent about language, but since we don't really know who you are yet, why don't you just take a couple minutes to maybe tell us a little bit about your background so we can get an idea of just where you come from?
Yeah, absolutely. So I graduated from college, or I now call it university, because usually all the other parts of the, you know, the world call it university and not college. So I graduated in 2008, and I went and started a business, under30ceo.com, with my co-founder, Jared O'Toole, and working for startups and yourself, as glamorous as it is, and as fun as it is, and as fulfilling as it is, you know, we help young people start businesses. It is a long time in front of your computer and in your apartment and in a city like New York, where you think you have to be because that's where the other startups on the East Coast are. And it got to be a lot for me, and I took a random trip to Iceland about 3 years ago now, and I said, wait a second, I need to be doing more of this in my life and have less time in front of the computer and also be able to pay that forward to other young people. So I started a travel company called Under 30 Experiences, and now we get young people out from in front of their computers and their cubicles and their desks and do something, you know, really meaningful and really fun and go travel.
I love that. And I, you know, I, when you were talking about being in your apartment in front of your computer, I mean, that is definitely me at the moment, you know, with the couple of startups. And I mean, so I can relate to that. But as a traveler too, you know, I mean, whoa, you get out of that, and that's, it does, it just kind of hits you, you know, like the whole world is just out there, and you know, you're spending too much time in your own town or whatever it is. And so it's interesting to hear that your first trip was to Iceland, because that's pretty random. Was there a reason that it was Iceland? Did you just decide to go?
I always call it the random trip to Iceland, but it could not have been more random, because I got an email from someone who reads Under 30 CEO, and basically they said, hey, Matt, we'd love to invite you to Iceland so that you can see what's going on here and look into the effects of climate change on young entrepreneurs and their businesses in the tourism industry. And we'd like to take you to the Blue Lagoon and to go up on the volcano that erupted in 2010, I think is the one next door, I think is erupting right now. And, you know, we'd like to take you to the backcountry to see the waterfalls and the glaciers and these mystical islands off the south coast, the Westman Islands. And I got this email, and, you know, I didn't even think it was real. I never considered Iceland in my entire life, you know, other than that it was a small island in the North Atlantic. And so I said, yeah, sign me up. Let's go.
Kidding.
Yeah, and so I went out there on behalf of this project, and literally it was almost midnight, and I was on top of the Tindfuth Glacier, and I've even learned how to say the name of the volcano that none of the news anchors could say, Eyjafjallajökull. And
wow.
Standing up there, and I said, wait a second, you know, I'm watching the sunset at almost midnight on top of a glacier staring at this huge volcano. I think that I want to take a little bit of a change of course in my life. So, and you know, it's even more fulfilling when you can get other people involved in that.
Of course, I can relate to that. That's so awesome. So the first lesson, you guys listening, if someone invites you something like this, you say yes and you go, because how much did that change your life? Wow. That's so incredible.
No, that's exactly right. And you know, you had actually just said, Jackie, that that you were stuck in your apartment working on your startups and doing your web development, but you live in Bozeman, Montana, which is in one of the most desirable places, I think, in the, you know, in the world or in the country to be able to live. So you're pretty lucky. You don't have it so bad. You have wireless internet there and can work from anywhere, no?
Yeah. And I mean, I'm not complaining. I very carefully chose this place. So, I mean, you know, as we literally kind of just went on a road trip and over the whole like west side of the country and chose Bozeman. So it wasn't by accident, I should say, that I am here. But yeah, I mean, going back to this is so funny, but you just said something about the Blue Lagoon, and I just have to say, I just like yesterday or the day before posted something on the Budget Minded Traveler Facebook page about the Blue Lagoon because it's so incredibly beautiful. You know, it's like Iceland is already on my bucket list, but that Blue Lagoon, like you look at the pictures, it's like, whoa, can we go tomorrow? You know, like I want to be there right now.
It is. It's pretty incredible. And we do that as our kind of our last stop because it's actually conveniently located near the airport. And yeah, it's actually really pretty, you know, not so far from Reykjavik and close to the airport. And I mean, it is amazing, and it's such a nice place to relax. I mean, it's a geothermal hot spring, and so yeah, we have everybody relax there before getting on their flight home. And you know, it's most of the flights leave at 5 p.m. In you know European time. I think they're on GMT, and then you get home, and it's only about a 5-hour flight, you know, to East Coast at least. And so you can fly back to New York, and it's only 7 p.m. and you're on the ground.
Wow. That's kind of crazy. And I know that Iceland Air actually offers like incentive to take them when you go to Europe. They'll give you, not that this episode was meant to be about Iceland, but, you know, they'll offer you like a layover for like 3 days or something on your way over to Europe.
7 days, 7-day free stopover is what it was for a little while. And, you know, if you're flying anywhere in Europe, I definitely suggest taking advantage of that.
No kidding.
Even in December, I fly and it's really pretty inexpensive, but I'm flying home from Paris back to New York in December, and it's going to be maybe $450 one way. It's really not so bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. So, and I know that that's one of the spots where you take people for under 30 experiences, but I wanted to talk about this business of yours. The first thing that I loved on your website, I'm looking at your website, and it says this: our mission is to make travel more fun, stress-free, and accessible to young people. We believe our generation needs to see the world in order to understand it. Boom. I love that. I mean, that's like why I'm doing what I'm doing, is because I 100% agree with that statement right there, that we believe our generation needs to see the world in order to understand it. So I guess going from that, like if that's the mission of your company, maybe tell us a little more about it and how, you know, how it works and what these trips look like.
Sure. So most of the people who come on our trips are, you know, young professionals who spend a lot of time like I did in front of their computer and behind their desks, and they wish that they could probably travel internationally, but it takes a lot of planning. All of their friends are probably saving for a ring and a down payment on a house, or any of the other things that we sign ourselves up for in this at this age range. And you know, as someone on a recent trip said, they were tired of waiting for their friends to do something cool, and so they found an under 30 experiences group to go with. And she came with us to the rainforest of Costa Rica, and you know, it was a short 5-day trip. Our itineraries are all maximized so that you know, you hit the ground on like a Wednesday, for example, for our Costa Rica trip. You only had to take 3 days off of work. Most of our trips are over holiday weekends. And, you know, you're to the beach by the afternoon, and you didn't have to plan it or worry about, hey, where do I go when I hit the ground and everybody is saying, hey, you know, taxi amigo,
right?
And you're wondering where to go and all of that. So we try to take the stress out of all of that, and the planning, and just, hey, sign up. And then it might look like hand-holding at first, but then we really get people to – we bring people somewhere that's authentic and they have time to explore on their own and with other people, with other individuals on the in the group. So it's not a tour in any way. It's not like we're bringing everybody around in a cruise ship and you don't have any say of what you do. We just kind of, we're just more facilitators, and we say, right, hey, we have this awesome place in Nicaragua and we know where the best beach is and the best bungalows are, and by the way, you can play soccer with the school kids and meet some women who are working on microfinance projects who will invite us into their home. And you know, it's the kind of stuff that you wouldn't normally just be able to figure out how to do on your own is what we really try to specialize in.
And that's great, because there, I mean you kind of hit it on the head with our age group, I guess, because you focus on people under the age of 35, right?
That's right.
And what's generally the youngest age?
21.
21, okay. And that is a great age group for, you know, people being ambitious and being really busy. And I mean, not believing that they have time or money to be able to travel, you know, which is, you know, I mean, that's a big part of my demographic, my listeners as well. But you guys are just saying, hey, here's an option for you. It's only going to take a few days, but you get all of this, this, and this, you know, and this cultural experience that's really amazing, because the logistics of traveling are what often turn people away. You know, they just don't even know where to start, which is another thing that, you know, I'm trying to do with the Budget Minded Traveler. But I mean, I would love one day, I aspire to lead trips as well. And so I love what you're doing, because you're bringing these people together and saying, hey, you know, even if you don't have a friend who does it, I mean, I traveled alone until I got married. You know, I mean, you just don't have that companionship. If you really want to travel and your friends just don't want to go, or they don't have the money, what do? You know, you either go alone or you turn to tours like this. And so I think that's awesome. Good job.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of our people, you know, we don't really, a lot of our travels will come with us, get the experience over abroad, or it's their abroad or overseas, and it's their quick fix, and then they have to get back to work. But then they'll plan out their life in the future and say, you know, I'd really like to be able to move to Europe, or you know, mm-hmm, what, I loved Central America and I'd really like to be able to go backpack. You know, maybe I'll quit my job one day and start in Nicaragua and make it all the way down to Patagonia. And there's, you know, we have examples of people who do this all the time, who've traveled with us. And you know, the cool thing is we try to get because Americans in general don't travel as much as, you know, for example, the French have 2 months off from work. So, you know, when we as Americans have only 10 days off, it's a little bit of a time constraint. And So we try to say, hey, and attract everyone with the beaches and the rainforests and the volcanoes and Machu Picchu and Bali and places like this, right? And but then, because our staff are very experienced travelers, then we'll say, all right, well, by the way, guys, we're in the rainforest of Costa Rica and we brought you here, but also take a look at some of the things you might not have realized on a westernized resort or at the hostel. You know, we're here on an eco lodge that is, mm-hmm, all the food is grown on the premises, and look at their efforts for sustainability. And it might be your first time doing yoga or meditating, and all that's available on the ranch. And so it's not so much tours like we try to see the whole country. We just bring you to a really cool place with a bunch of really cool people and let the magic kind of happen from there.
Right. So you can get the most out of wherever it is that you are.
Exactly. Because our gripe with tours, honestly, is you spend all the time checking in and out of the hotels and in the bus, and you don't come back with a tan.
Mm-hmm. You know, and the other cool thing about, because you guys do short trips, but I don't know if you heard that. That was my dog. But
no, I missed it.
So you guys do short trips, and it, you know, it doesn't, like what you were saying, how people come home and they're like, oh, well, you know, maybe one day I'll move to Europe or whatever. I mean, right there, it doesn't take long for travel to change your life, you know? And so even if this is all you can afford with your schedule, is just a short trip, you know, at least it's something. And that's what I love. I mean, a lot of people think that, I mean, there's just this misunderstanding about travel that A, it's super expensive, and that B, it's not worth it if you can only go for a couple of days. You know, like, people don't even think about going to Costa Rica for a weekend, you know, or a long, I mean, but somewhere like that is completely doable because it's close by. I mean, relatively speaking, you know, I mean, you wouldn't really want to do that to Europe because you can't really get there and back in a weekend. But, you know, but even just offering these short stints and just kind of going 100% in for the 5 days or whatever, is just so, just so worth it. You know, if that's all you can do.
We try to design our Central America trips, like our starter trip to Costa Rica. I mean, there's no jet lag. It's only a few hours from a Houston or an Austin or a Miami. It's only 5 hours from New York. And it's less than, that trip is $645.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't include your airfare, but that's a really good deal on a trip.
Yeah. And I was going to ask you about that. Will you let us know where do you guys go and what are the prices and how long are these trips? Like, just in general, like what are the numbers? What are we looking at?
Sure. So I know your podcast is called The Budget Minded Traveler. So I'm happy to address that. So our cheapest trip is the we call it our starter trip. Mm-hmm. It's to Costa Rica. It's to Manuel Antonio National Park. It's 5 days. We pick you up at the airport. We bring you right to the beach. Mm-hmm. You have beautiful, beautiful beaches and the jungle right there, which is difficult to find.
Right.
You know, it's difficult to find it in the same location. Mm-hmm. And so you still experience the monkeys and the sloths and all that, as well as get a chance to surf or hang out at the beach and do that kind of thing. So that kind of trip is, you know, a 5 day trip, to Costa Rica. We have our Iceland trip, which surprisingly enough, that's also only a five day trip. And we'll do a lot of those on holiday weekends. Like we did one Columbus Day and Memorial Day. And so that's only 2 days off of work for everybody. I mean, and it's only like a 5 hour flight. And that one, I believe our early sign up, don't quote me on it, is $11.95, something like that. Mm-hmm. And that's by far, it's the cheapest, actually one of the least expensive trips on the market for an Iceland group travel. It's a really good deal. And then we have trips that are more involved, like Machu Picchu, where the moving parts are flying into Lima. You have to stay a night in Lima because Machu Picchu, you know, it wasn't discovered for 500 years because it's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And so you take a plane up to Cusco, you acclimate, you acclimate for a day, then you take the train up to Machu Picchu, which is an incredible experience.
You guys don't do the hike? Oh, I guess you don't have enough time.
We don't do the Inca Trail. No, it's actually, they're very selective on who they let. They're actually cutting the numbers now because they're really trying to preserve the area.
But
we do the train and it's, I think that trip is like $1,200 or $1,300. So they're all, we try to, and that has a lot of moving parts. That includes, you know, the train ticket, which is like a $300 train, the plane trip, to Cusco round trip, which is like another $300, your guides, your breakfast, your dinners. And so, yeah, we try to put together really nice packages that are affordable.
And you get to go and explore these packages before they exist, right?
Exactly. I get to build them. Actually, Jackie, this morning I was walking around Paris with a real estate agent who does short-term rentals, and I'm trying to secure five nice apartments in Les Marais, the hottest part of Paris, for a week coming up in May, so we can bring a group of travelers. But you know, we don't want them to stay in the little tiny European hotels where they can't interact with each other. We want them to have a real Parisian experience and stay in nice apartments where it's, you know, cool to live.
Mm-hmm. I love it. And you're off to Bali tomorrow, right? Don't you have a trip there?
Yes, I fly tomorrow to Singapore and then Singapore to Bali. And yeah, we have two back-to-back trips coming in.
Rough life, huh?
It's, you know, honestly, Jackie, it's like it doesn't seem real when I explain it to you. But next year is getting so busy, you know, from what we've booked up is that our team is going to be busier than I am. I'm going to have to run the operations, and I'm not going to be able to be on all the trips.
Oh, wow. You know, that's great though. I mean, good for you. You know, it's working and you're able to touch all of these lives on the way, which is so incredible. I have a feeling that you might be getting some signups after this episode.
No, and you know, the nice part, it's so nice to see, right? Like I say, oh, it's my baby and it's growing up and it's becoming larger than I am. And, but, you know, to be able to see our team and our staff who have held their full-time jobs while working for us on the side and getting to take their vacation days and come and travel with us, and talking to people on the phone who are interested in traveling after their 9-to-5 jobs, they're now being able to get that experience of, you know, potentially living in a place like Bali or Costa Rica for the winter like I get to. And, you know, they get to experience that as well. So, and they get to then experience paying it forward to our travelers. So that's a really cool thing for us to all be a part of.
Yeah, such a great opportunity, really, all around. How many people go on these trips?
So our smallest group is 12 people, and our largest group is 20 people. So like for example, if it's a more – so they're all boutique experiences, but like for Bali or Machu Picchu, it's a little bit of a smaller group because there's more moving parts and it's a more, you know, it's a more intimate atmosphere. You're seeing like, you know – so what some people consider spiritual meccas of the world in Bali and you know, this thing that is Machu Picchu that nobody can quite understand. So, you know, we don't need to be standing there with 20 or 25 people. But our trip to Costa Rica or Nicaragua, I mean, we go to the beach and it's like a big playground, or we go to the rainforest, like that Eco Lodge I told you about, and it's a big playground for everybody. So, you know, a little bit larger group, max at 20, really is, it makes it even more fun.
Yeah, that's so great. I love the whole idea around under 30 experiences, I think. And you guys remember, it's under 35, really.
It really but, is. It's actually just a dumb name. But
well, it came from under 30 CEO, which is pretty cool. So, I mean, I get
is,
that.
It is. And, you know, the nice part is people have sat around on our trips around the, you know, around the campfire or around the whatever, on the beach and said, hey, wouldn't it be fun if we all had a reunion? But in 10 years when we might have kids. And so there could be legs to, okay, it might not be under 30 anymore, but it could be, you know, an experience for a different demographic.
There's always room to grow, right?
Exactly.
So how has this whole thing, you know, starting with your Iceland trip, how has travel changed your life?
Well, that is definitely an interesting question. I spend a lot less time in my apartment, as you can imagine. And you know, I've been opened up to a whole world of, I mean, just to think about it, I've learned Spanish. I have now attempting to learn French. I've learned to surf. I've gotten into, yoga. I have been because of our that Eco Lodge in Costa Rica, and now I primarily only eat organic foods. I've been able to take much better care of myself because I'm not just my life is no longer all about work. You know, I have a different relationship, of course, with my family and friends back home now, which is, of course, always challenging, but I learned to appreciate the time that we do spend when we're together. Yeah, there's so many different ways, but, you know, and then when I'm back home, you know, what we always say is it's not about what you do while you're on your travel, it's about, you know, what inspires you to do after. And so this Iceland example was what I decided to do after, but we have all these people, you know, we have a web designer who decided to go back to Latin America and build websites for communities who could benefit from them. And, you know, there's just so much that can come of it. So, but for me personally, yeah, I've certainly, it's been an interesting 2.5 years to say the least.
I love it. And really, you just mentioned a ton of stuff. I mean, good job answering that question, because really travel reaches so deep into life, you know, and there's so many aspects of life that it touches. And you just really listed a whole bunch of them. And one of the things that I noticed as I was listening to you say those things is those are all the things that people have like on their to-do list someday, you know, like I'm going to learn to surf someday. I'm going to get into yoga someday. Like I'm going to learn a language, this language or that language at some point when I stop, you know, being too busy or whatever. And so, it's so great to be able to live that stuff out every day, you know? So,
and I completely agree. I'm so glad that you said that. And, you know, it's not just like I've been, you know, in like people, my friends at home, right? They think I'm just in Costa Rica, just surfing or just doing yoga or just like, but also like, by the way, I've been able to run what's now a successful business, but not, you know, I'm not aging like the rest of my friends are, you know, at home. Like I had my very best friend, I came home and somebody said, you know, our buddy who I won't even name his name, they said you were gone 10 months. And, well, I'll say his name cause it just sounds better. And Tyler aged 10 years. Oh. And well, Tyler works for a startup and, he's put through the ringer every single day. And, you know, life is too short to take years off your life, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I mean, I obviously am on board with that. You know, your gray hairs are going to come later, much later in life than a lot of people, you know.
I hope so.
So on that note, then, what advice would you give to someone wanting to travel internationally who thinks that they can't make it happen, whether it's because of time or money or anything?
So I would just say make travel a priority if you can. There's a lot of, you know, of course, right? Like those are the things that I just mentioned are things that are on everyone's bucket list and that people say I should do, right? But they're not a priority. You know, if learning to surf really was your priority, well, then you probably would have done it. Mm-hmm. Or if skiing 30 days a year was your priority, then, you know, maybe you wouldn't do, you know, maybe you'd, stupid example, but cancel your gym membership so you could buy lift tickets. Or maybe you wouldn't, you know, maybe you wouldn't live in such a nice apartment or decide to buy a new car when you said, you know what, maybe I'll take on an extra roommate and take that money and be able to go to travel with it. Like there's so many solutions if you really think about it and you set your mind to it, but most people just think that it's unattainable or think that, you know, all the stuff that I'm talking about is, you know, like, oh, well, you know, he's just some entrepreneur guy and he already had his own business so he could go and just go travel. But anybody can do it if they really want to, honestly. So just just do it. I mean, is that the bet? Make it a priority and figure it out if that's what you want to do with your life.
Well said. Actually, my second podcast episode was about priorities, because when it comes down to it, that is the answer in one word to how do you travel internationally so often? You know, it's because travel is basically, you know, besides the essentials that I have to pay for, it's my number one priority. I make it happen, you know, and just, I mean, you said it perfectly. I don't really need to reiterate it, but that was like the best answer to that question. Cause I completely agree. That's kind of what I preach too. You know, if you want it badly enough, you will find a way to make it happen. It's just a matter of making it a priority. So.
No, yeah. Absolutely, Jackie. I'm glad we're on the same page.
Yeah. Well, I think that that's a great place to wrap this up. So one last question. If anybody wants to learn more about, you know, Under 30 Experiences or say hi to you, where would they look for that?
Yeah, obviously we'd love to, love to talk to anybody, whether about traveling with us or just, you know, if you're interested in going to any of these places, we have experience and we're just looking to help. And so under30experiences.com is a great place to find us and check out what we're doing, or just send me an email, Matt, M-A-T-T, at under30experiences.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Matt, for coming on and sharing with all of us today. And we can only wish you the best as you go off to Bali tomorrow.
Thank you, Jackie. I guess, looking forward to it.
Yeah. I guess by the time this episode airs, you'll probably be in the middle of your second trip or something. So I hope it goes well.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. And we'll have to catch up again soon, because I definitely am going to get on the Under 30 Experiences train and follow what you guys are doing. I think it's amazing. So thanks a lot.
Jackie, you said if anybody gives you an offer like to go to Iceland, you should take it. Well, yeah. I heard your offer offline about coming to Bozeman, Montana, and I'm going to take it.
All right. Good. I'll see you in Bozeman then. That sounds great.
Sounds good, Jackie. Thanks.
All right. Thanks. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed that interview with Matt Wilson. Definitely an amazing opportunity to travel if that is the kind of group sort of niche that you're looking to travel with. Check out under30experiences.com, and you can find the show notes for this episode at thebudgetmindedtraveler.com/20. For episode 20. And before I go, I just have one announcement. I am super happy to announce that I'm sure you guys have heard of my book by now, The Aspiring Traveler's Handbook, which has been available in print for nearly a year now. And next week is actually the 1 year anniversary of having published it. And to celebrate, I am launching the ebook finally. It's something that I actually wanted to do at the beginning, but it just didn't happen until now. So what's great about that is that it becomes mobile. You can throw it on your Kindle, take it with you as you travel so you can reference it. It's all clickable and everything. So it's a really great deal. It's going to be on Amazon for $9.99 as of next week. So definitely check that out if you're interested. And that's it for me for this week. So I'll see you guys next time. Thanks. Take care.